The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
By the way, DIT have been on to point out that they will be offering recognised courses in musical theatre from this September, which means hopefully that not everyone has to take the boat or the plane to London to follow their dreams. Now to our Underdogs series, in which we follow the fortunes of teams striving against the odds to succeed in their respective sports. We're heading west to Mayo to get an update on Achill Rovers FC and how their season is proceeding. Club chairman Sean Molloy is on the line. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And Sean, you've played now 11 of 18 league games. How are you doing?
We are 6 points away from promotion at the moment. We've had a bit of a glitch in the last few weeks.
Have you? What sort of glitch?
Well, in our last three games, we actually lost two and we drew one. So we dropped 8 points. But just last night, we got word that one of the teams we played, Ballinrobe, had actually fielded an unregistered player. So we've gained 3 points back. So
that's good.
Yeah, so we thought we were out of the race, but we're back in it again.
What do they call unregistered players up in Mayo?
Illegal players, unregistered players. No, I don't know.
Bangers. Is it bangers? We were having this discussion this morning. Ringers or bangers? No?
No, I don't think it was a ringer. A ringer would be a player that played instead of somebody else. I think it was just an oversight probably on their
side. So bad news for Ballinrobe. Good news. Are you saying, are you sort of suggesting, Sean, that since Paddy Bonner waved his magic wand up there, things have been disimproving?
Actually, in the league, we haven't won a game since Paddy Bonner was here.
God.
We did a few cup matches and friendly matches that we did fairly well in. But nothing to do with Paddy Bonner. It wasn't his fault. We've lost the games by just a single goal. We're a bit unlucky. Last week now, we lost 4-3. And our match last week was on Thursday night. And as you know, it's very hard to get players on Thursday night. So we had a bit of a weakened team. But we still came out 4-3 against Castlebar Celtic. It wasn't too bad.
Would it be that the other teams have heard about Paddy Bonner and his training session and about our show giving you backing and that they raised their game a bit?
Well, that's definitely happened, because every time we go to a match now, people are saying, "Is Paddy Bonner which day?" And of course, you know, there's a lot of messing about, like on that.
I see.
As well as yourselves been down, yeah. You know, the local papers have done a lot of coverage, and there a couple of weeks ago, BBC World Service were doing a story on immigration in the west of Ireland, and they covered our match as well. Right. So there's been a bit of a media scrum around the club at the moment.
I see. That's what they do. They put up the newspaper articles on the dressing room wall, probably the other teams,
and say,
these lads have got too cocky. Anyway, Sean, we wish you more success, or at least a return to winning ways over the next few weeks.
So. We're playing the match this week, and as you know, you've been down here yourself, John. It's summertime now in Achill, even though you wouldn't think it today. Our summer camp has started today. There's 120 kids on our camp, but unfortunately the weather is not great. But we expect most of our players to be back. Right. We're playing Con Rangers, so we expect a good.
That's the next. Good luck with that game against.
Can I just mention one thing as well?
Very quickly.
I promise somebody I'd mention. The Mayo League have launched a brilliant new app for all the teams there, so you can go into the see the results and everything, and it's worth downloading. It's free on the App Store, and go and get it.
Great stuff. Sean Molloy, thank you for joining us from Achill.